in your news for today, author Cusano is reporting in the Register Star, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has narrowed the field of bidders to purchase the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center to two. Long Island-based Premier Healthcare Management and Centers Healthcare, a company based in the Bronx, are vying to purchase the 120-bed county-owned nursing facility located in Philmont. The board's Pine Haven subcommittee voted Tuesday, January 20th, to hold a public hearing on the two purchase proposals in early February. At the hearing, each company will make a half-hour presentation followed by a 15-minute question-and-answer period with the public. Subcommittee member Clifford Weigold, who represents Claverack, voted against the measure, saying more research should have been put into other options. Weigold was one of several subcommittee members to vote against selling the facility last year. The hearing will be held on February 2nd or February 5th at 401 State Street. Read the full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. A recent Siena College poll shows Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability rating is at 60%, an increase of 2% in 1 month. His job performance rating also increased. On the eve of his fifth State of the State address, Cuomo is viewed favorably by more than three-quarters of Democrats and New York City voters, and favorably by independents and downstate suburbanites. Upstate voters are evenly divided, and Republicans are decidedly unfavorable, according to Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg. Voters are less supportive of the implementation of the Common Core standards. 49% of voters say implementation should be stopped. On the policy side of things, among those surveyed, jobs and education are still the two most important topics voters want lawmakers to focus on this year. Read the full post at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York State Bridge Authority officials say overnight automated bridge tolls on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and other Hudson River bridges implemented last year to save money are working well. Executive Director Joseph Ruggiero says, "We have the gate that still comes down, so if there is somebody having a problem at the automatic toll payment machine, they can interact with our central command center, and we are able to assist the customer remotely, and we have had hardly any problems with folks paying. Customers without EasyPass may pay their tolls with a credit or debit card on those bridges during the overnight hours." Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that COPAIC adopted a detailed farmland protection plan at its January 8th meeting as an addendum to the town's comprehensive plan. A $25,000 grant from the State Department of Agriculture and Markets in December 2012 paid for a local committee to identify farmlands to be protected, develop strategies and programs to protect farmland and encourage agriculture, build a consensus among town officials, farmers, and landowners about how to implement farmland protection strategies and encourage agriculture, and make suggestions where necessary to update land use and zoning regulations to become consistent with protecting farmland and encouraging agriculture, according to its mission statement. Among the group's findings, COPAIC agricultural products include dairy, beef, hay, horses, a variety of livestock, poultry, fruit, vegetables, corn, grain, wood products, nursery plants, bees, maple syrup, hops, alfalfa, soybeans, and seeds. 13% of farms are organic. COPAIC farms and land used in agriculture contribute about $13 million in assessed land value. Add in land that is part of a residential parcel used for agriculture, and the contribution grows to about $26 million. 14,054 acres are in the state agricultural district. 78% or 10,914 acres are in active farming. About 149 farmed parcels are located within the state agricultural district. 9,199 acres receive an agricultural assessment as part of the New York State program, or about 84% of all farmlands. 40% of COPAIC farmers rely on rented land to support their operations. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Now, for your weather. Today, mostly sunny, high near 28. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 18. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Your forecast for the next 3 days. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m. Mostly cloudy. High near 32 Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 17. Friday, mostly sunny. High near 33 Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around 17. Saturday night, a chance of snow after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy, high near 35. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around 24. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m. Sunset today is at 4:56 p.m. The length of your day is 9 hours and 38 minutes. There are a number of public meetings today. We do suggest calling ahead to confirm time and location. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill, there's a town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall. 439 Main Street, Catskill, 943-2141. Columbia County Board of Supervisors, Human Services Committee meeting, 5 p.m. at County Office Building, 401 State Street, Hudson, 828-1527. Ghent, Planning Board, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Greene County Legislature meeting, 6:30 p.m. All at County Building, 411 Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. Greene County Legislature public hearing on CSEA collective bargaining agreement, 7:30 p.m. in Catskill High School Auditorium, 341 West Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. Hudson Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Stuyvesant Zoning Revision Committee meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant, 758-6248. Taconic Town Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82, Taconic, 851-7638. Taconic Hills Board of Education meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Central Office Boardroom, 73 County Route 11A, Craryville, 325-2800.